Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Take heart, dear listener, in the policies and procedures our benevolent directors laid down, which govern our every moment. From the day we emerge in the automated birthing rooms to the end of our days in the clean and efficient dead disposal chutes, our lives are kept and governed by the efficient workings of the Heart Life Corporation. For our survivors on the frozen waste, there is no procedure for taking their minds from the howling wind and the ravenous wolves outside their tenuous shelter in the newfound ruins of Old Hartford. Left to their own devices, the survivors sit, counting and sorting food.
We've been sorting all this weird stuff in the frozen city. We've been sorting and most weird stuff kinda smells bad. Can't hear the wolves howling. No one here's getting egged. Captain shouting, that's better than getting it.
I got more camp bells for you, Dora. Ew, I hope it's not actually made with real bells.
Spoiled, spoiled, rotten. Intact. Thank you, Clear Skies.
And good boy, Emerson. What a big, strong doggy pulling all those cans and a cripple. Good boy.
I'm not a cripple yet, ma'am. Cap, Dora. Not really, because I'm going to get better.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I am not sure. If you were, say, a bull raccoon, I could fix up an embedded claw or even reset your baculum.
My what?
Oh, dear. Do you not have one?
I don't think so.
Oh, my. You will need a doctor when you go back.
Hello, Tim. Theodora. How's the sorting going?
We've got freeze-dried soups, tins of some kind of meaty goop, and we even found toothbrushes.
What are we gonna need toothbrushes for? Give us the goop!
A very good haul. And make sure you throw away all the dented cans this time. Do we want another Steel Fist Frankie on our hands?
At least I'm making a lot of fire plan number two.
And we appreciate your effort to keep us all well-fueled. Good work sorting, boys. Maybe we'll even have some tuna and cornmeal for dessert.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
As long as these old buildings don't collapse before then.
I would like to reassure you that that is completely possible. These ancient ruins could fall in on us at any...
Dora! I think I hear someone calling you.
You do? Is it Neil?
No, it's not Neil. He's playing doctor with the mole. I think it's some mold. Talking mold. Way over there. You mean you haven't talked to it yet?
Sentient mold? What did it say?
Nothing much. Just talked about a great minestrone recipe.
Minestrone!
Grayson, push Clear Skies over here. I need to have a private conversation with my two best officers. I can't have that woman undermining morale when we're finally fed, rested, and not getting eaten every 2 days. Still, I want to be sure we're not going to get killed in our sleep by a cave-in. I need you two to go see what's afoot down in that tunnel. Check the structures and see if everything's sound.
Why do I have to go? Just sent him.
I'd send a solo party, but who would bring back the news if something were to happen to one of you?
Uh-uh. I am not going. With all those weird noises, there must be spiders, woken, creepy crawlers, or underground wolves, I'm sure of it.
And anyways, Miss, or Captain, Navigator Roosevelt said that we should stay away from there. She thinks there might
be... Miss Captain Navigator Roosevelt bandage your leg? Did Miss Captain Navigator Roosevelt bring you safely and mostly intact across the barren wasteland? Did Miss Captain Navigator Roosevelt jump on a wolf's back and stab it in the throat to save your sorry lives?
No, but she gave us soup.
Is your life worth a bowl of soup?
No, but maybe we should listen to her. She...
Let's get one thing straight. I'm in charge out here. Not the Jolly Brown Giant or the Mary Soup Princess. Me. And I can be nice and sneak my favorite Riggers extra crackers and give you the good spots by the fire and tolerate the way you smell when you snuggle up to me for warmth at night. Or I can be mean and I can make sure you eat last and I can make sure you get extra guard duty on the coldest nights and you can die a slow, painful death and not even know what hit you. So, do you want nice or do you want mean?
Nice.
Good! Grayson, Tim, off you go then.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't worry, Lomi. Your arm's a bit green and everything, but that could mean it's getting better, right? Oh, that's how your Uncle Muddy died after a cave-in smashed his foot? Turned green as a pickle? Well, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Let's head to the fire and get you some grub. Hey, buds, where are you two headed?
Just going off to get mauled.
Alrighty, well, come back quick as you can, or all the dinner will be gone.
Strange. I didn't see any mold or recipe cards anywhere.
Hey, Dora.
Hello.
Dora. Have you been thinking what I've been thinking?
Oh, yes. I think so.
It smells pretty awful down here.
Oh, the smell. Yes, certainly. I thought you were going to present your baculum.
My what?
Dear me, we're going to have a group trip to the doctor after all this, aren't we?
There you are, Neil. I need you to come up and set the... Am I interrupting something?
You might be witnessing a human mating ritual, but I'm not sure yet.
We aren't doing nothing, Allison. Just walking over to dinner and discussing that weird mulched smell.
Mulch?
Yes, mulched. Such as...
Fermented.
Fertilized.
Squatted on.
Excreted.
Covered in dookie.
Thank you. So there's some byproduct. Big deal. I mean, the others don't do a great job keeping the one and the two from becoming three. They certainly haven't seen a bar of soap in years. It's not that surprising it smells horrible. What's the report, you two?
There wasn't much. But we found...
It was nothing! Just some average ruins, rot, broken lampposts, you know.
Then why are you holding a lump under your coat?
That's just my paunch.
Give it here! What is it? Food? Water? If you've tried to snatch my blankets or long underwear again, which I would like to remind you again won't fit, I swear I'm going to... Ah! Tunnels below, what is that?
Well... I don't know exactly what it is, but it's so little, and it kept crying, and it looked like it needed help, so I named him Chips. I thought he could be like a mascot or something to keep our spirits up.
Grayson, that thing has face arms!
The correct term is antenna.
Whatever! It's probably dangerous, and you're getting rid of it now!
Aw, Cap, it looks harmless enough, though, and it's kinda cute. Hell, maybe if we can't tame it, we can eat it.
You're as mad as a pox mole. Look at that thing. Look at it. Look at its unfriendly face. Look at its prickly butt sword waving around in the air.
The butt sword's connected to the thorax.
Oh, but he kind of likes me. Look, he's saying hello. Hello, Chips. Ow! Don't say hello with your mouth, Chips.
Fine. Why don't we get a professional opinion? Roosevelt, tell him whatever that is a monstrosity.
Or we could view it as an interesting little observation project. It looks quite young, not even fully emerged from its shell. Who wants to take their turn incubating it first? I do!
I don't even know why I argue with you people when I'm captain.
Hey!
Somebody had to be the foot of reason.
Rumbling again. Sounds almost like a lightning storm coming.
Or an ice storm.
Or a fiber-fueled brown storm.
Though I suppose it could be them.
The underground wolves?
No, though wouldn't that be interesting? I have a hypothesis that I've been pondering since I arrived. These tunnels are so tightly packed, the streets relatively clear, and it smells quite a bit. Based on this evidence, I would postulate that we currently reside within the working tunnels of a limicolous or subterranean creature.
Is that bad?
Only if ants are unfriendly. Are they unfriendly?
Boys, we got ourselves an ant piece!
Stop it, you doofus! Are you going to fight hundreds of them? Stop staring and run, idiots! Run!
Oh no. Oh no, ants aren't real. Just look back. You can do it. They're not ants.
Oh no, they're definitely ants. Definitely ants. Who save us?
Oh god, I never knew they had such big teeth.
You mean mandibles? We'll probably be minced to pieces by their mandibles.
Oh, I hope you're happy.
Our teeny bit, yes.
A chance encounter with our fascinating and apparently vicious subterranean neighbors.
Do you think there will be time to collect a sample or two? On second thought, perhaps another day will be better for sampling.
The only thing that's about to be sampled is our innards. Now stop goggling and run.
There's light up ahead.
Go, 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 everybody up.
Come on, boy. Won't be digging their way out of that anytime soon. Sorry for hurtling you through, Tim. I'll make you another cart if I can rustle up some...
Neil! You better take a look at this.
I've never seen so many colors.
What are all these pointy thingies coming out of the ground?
Flowers. And those? I think they're trees.
Trees as in the spindly thingies the paper comes from? Trees can't grow outside.
Maybe they're just metal electric poles with leaves. Try punching one.
Now, that's definitely a tree.
That ain't all, fellas. Look at this other stuff coming out of the ground.
I've been telling you, and telling you we should come up, and look what we found!
Food! A plenty! And I can certainly cook if you're wanting.
You mean, we can eat these?
Of course. Where did you think food comes from?
Wrappers?
This is it, guys. We've reached it. We're home!
So we leave the intrepid wanderers amid the comparative lushness of this unexpected oasis. Having lived their lives as dutiful policies should, entirely underground, they are ignorant to the realities of growing things and open skies. To them, this place is strange and alien. It appeals to their foolish desire for the unknown. Beneath its idyllic surface, what dangers await the policies who have strayed so far from the protection of the tower? How will they manage without leadership? Will they ever return to the safety of Heartlife? Find out in 4 weeks when the fourth season of Our Fair City continues.